You know, it's always difficult. We have this beautiful feast. We have all these readings, and it's so much liturgy to go through. We don't have much time to preach. We get chipped that way. Anyway, we'll do what we can. We have a mysterion here, huh? We have a mystery. A mystery is God's act in history. And it has an infinite depth. Every work of our Lord Jesus is a mysterion. But we have this one here, this work of God in Mary, the mother of Jesus, therefore the mother of God. And so the church gathers around this text that can help us penetrate and understand this mysterion, this work of God, act of God in history. So when you're home, you can take, if you got a missal at home or one of these Magnificats or something, and read these texts again and ask the Lord to help you penetrate the mysterion, which is that this woman never died. She's in with God right now, body and soul, forever. That's the mysterion. God did that for her. And so we celebrate that for her and for ourselves and for the great mercy and plan of God that he would do such a thing and hold up for us. That is your vocation. That's your goal. I'm going to do the same for you. You are going to be with me forever, body and soul. And that's the promise, huh? And so we're delighted, of course, for Our Lady, but then also for us. This is where we're going. It helps to think about that once in a while, you know. Sometimes we live our life like a man digging a ditch and never looking up to see where he's going with this ditch, you see. Where are we going with our lives? See, what is the goal of our life? What does God have planned for us? And that plan, that promise is sealed every day in this covenant, which we ratify by receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord into our own body and blood. One of the fathers of the church, Saint Irenaeus, said, "It is impossible that a body into which the most blessed Eucharist has come, unless the person turns from God, it is impossible that that body rot forever in the grave. Impossible. The seed of our assumption, if you will, is what we receive here this morning. It's planted in us. Now the Lord says, let that dynamic not only penetrate your body, but your emotions and your soul and your spirit. Let me just take over, because I'm promising you life. And that's why I have my church celebrate this day when Mary, you see, was assumed into heaven to give us a goal. This is where we're all going. And the promise, and not only just the promise, but the cause of it is right here. The living, transformed, risen body and blood of Jesus Christ. That's the seed of immortality. And so we have these texts. Now these texts are meant to help us penetrate this mysterion. The first text is from the book of Revelation, chapter 12. First is a little, God's temple in heaven was open and the ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. It's wonderful. But who's the Ark of the Covenant? Mary is. She's the one, you see, in whom the Torah took flesh. And carried. That's why, I don't remember when the Gospel begins now. Oh yes, you see. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. So now he's free. You're most welcome. Come in. Hello. Good morning. You see? And that seed planted in us is meant to bring us to eternity. So this first sign, you see, is this woman. Well, if I had a nickel for every ounce of ink spilled on trying to figure out who is this woman, well, obviously, the most important woman in all of world history is Mary. So it's her, but it's her as embodying the church, God's people. And this sign, clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. But now comes the church part. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Mary didn't do that. Then another sign in the sky. Remember, this is taking place on earth. The sign is in the sky, but the reality is on earth. And what's the rest? The other sign, a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns. And on its head were 7 diadems. That's all the power of the world. Epitomized in John's day by Rome, but epitomized by us today by 2 or 3 different large, powerful nations who are corrupt, including our own if we don't keep praying. See? And he swept 1/3 of the stars out of the sky. And he was ready to consume the child when it was born. But the child was caught up to God and his throne. That's the resurrection. You see, he killed him. Satan killed God incarnate and thought. And 3 days later, he rose and was caught up to God. You see, the woman, and now the woman, this is hard, I know, for early in the morning, but see, the woman is the church as well as Mary. Huh? And so the woman is caught up to heaven. And then, where she had a place prepared for her by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one." So in heaven right now is this whole enthronement. And that's where we're going. That's one of the reasons why we celebrate this feast. That's where we're going. Forever. By the mercy of God. I'm going to have to skip this 1 Corinthians text only because, see what happens, as I think I already said, on the big feast days we have 3 readings, we have so less and less time to preach because you got all, everything else. It's all right. This is the word of God. I'm not... And then we have this meeting. See, here comes the new covenant down from Nazareth to greet the old covenant in the Ein Kerem. And the minute that the new covenant walks through the door, the old covenant rejoices. And that's why she says, you see, "And how does this happen? That the mother of my Lord should come to me." Now that's echoing what David says. And who am I that the ark of my Lord should come to me? But now the real ark has come, holding the Torah, living and incarnate, ready to give birth, you see? And then finally we have her song. But I know, this is as I say, we can't do everything. But I would say for your prayer time today, take that Magnificat. Take this song of Our Lady and ask her if you can join her in singing it. You don't have to sing out loud if you're embarrassed, but sing. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. Mary, the lowly servant, who's the greatest of the servants, and us who are lowly servants. But we are blessed by God. We bear the Lord Christ in our being. And we're going to receive him, body and blood, soul and divinity, in a few minutes. That's how much God loves matter. We're embarrassed by our bodies, but God isn't. He's planning an eternity with a glorious body for every one of us. Well, how do I know that? Just look at Our Lady. She's the first fruits.